This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Joining me now is Sheila Crosby, who is a starlight guide on the island of La Palma. So, first of all, what's a starlight guide?
It's a tour guide that specialises in astronomy. We went on a special course that was about 60% astronomy, 40% tourism.
That sounds like a really cool job. And later on, you're going to be taking us around the observatory of La Roque de las Muchachos. Can you give us a little bit of information about the observatory?
Yes, it's one of the three main observatories in the world. It's actually the place on the whole planet with the best seeing. Well, it's also lower than the other two main observatories in Chile and Hawaii, at 2,400 metres, a little under 8,000 feet. So that's much, much more comfortable for the human beings, but slightly less good for infrared astronomy. And there's now 14 international telescopes up there. I think we're up to 21 nationalities having telescopes there.
That's such a wide variety of telescopes up on one mountain. So what sorts of instruments are actually at the observatory?
Well, we have the biggest optical and infrared telescope in the world, Gran Tacan, with a 10.4-metre segmented mirror. We've got the biggest robotic telescope, the Liverpool, with a 2-metre mirror. And there's a little one called SuperWASP, which is terribly unimpressive from outside, but it's actually discovered 86 extrasolar planets in only a few years of operation. And then we have an absolutely massive Cherenkov telescope, which is the biggest single mirror in the world, the MAGIC telescope, with 55 feet across those mirrors, but not of the same quality as an optical telescope. And among the other telescopes, there's the William Herschel, which was for many years the biggest in Europe, still doing excellent science with a 4.2-metre mirror, 13 feet. Between them, that one and the Isaac Newton telescope have produced the data for well over 3,000 astronomical papers by now.
Wow, that's so much science that's going on all in one place, and to have that many in such a relatively close area is incredible. Is there quite a lot of scientists who actually stay there full time, or do they come and do their observations and then leave again?
Well, there are a group of scientists who stay there as their main job. Some of them do observations for other people, and of course they do part research, part looking after telescopes. But the bulk of the observers get time given to them by a committee, and they come for one night, three nights, very occasionally a whole week, and do their observations, and then they take the data home, and they're working with the data for about a year before they publish usually. So the data is private for a year, and then it's in the public archive. And there are people who do scientific papers just looking in the archives without needing to do fresh observations. So even when they close the telescopes, they'll continue to be productive, which I think is really cool too. And the Isaac Newton telescope was the first one to open on the Roque. It's been going there for 28 years, so that's quite some archive. Of course, the instruments are much newer than the telescope. It's one of the marvellous advantages of a ground-based telescope. It's a lot easier to change an instrument on one telescope at the Roque than it would be on the Hubble. The Isaac Newton's main instrument these days is the wide-field camera, which is a 32-megapixel camera. It takes the sort of pictures you see in those posh coffee table books. And the Liverpool also have a public archive of... they have a Hitchhiker camera that does a fairly wide-angle image, so you can... They have a very pretty archive. The Liverpool also does a percentage of their time for school kids. Schools can sign up to the scheme and get request a particular image. It's oversubscribed, but if they're in luck, in about 3 weeks they get their very own picture of Jupiter or the Whirlpool Galaxy or whatever. And this is so good for getting kids into astronomy, particularly with the light pollution being so terrible in the UK these days.
That's absolutely fantastic. I had no idea that something like that existed. And yeah, given the clear skies here, that you can get some absolutely beautiful images, I'd have thought.
Absolutely fantastic. There's local bylaws about the light pollution. A surprisingly large amount of it is just positioning the light inside the street lamp correctly so the light goes down instead of up.
So the telescopes that are up on the mountain, do you get many people actually coming to visit? Because obviously you have the visiting scientists, but do you get many other people visiting?
Yes, members of the public can sign up for a visit via the IAC website. You have to sign up in advance, but it's free, and you make your own way up to the observatory. And a guide will meet you and give you a short talk and take you around one of the telescopes. At night time, there's a barrier. Nobody's allowed actually onto the site because even car headlights, even side lights, will spoil observations. Some of the telescopes are so sensitive, particularly the MAGIC telescope, the huge gamma ray telescope.
So there's a lot of restrictions in place on the lights that are used up on the site.
Well, the Isaac Newton telescope was built without any windows to the offices to make sure there was no light going out. Everyone complained about that because it feels like you're in a nuclear bunker. So when they built the Herschel, they actually built all the windows with very carefully made blinds that you have to pull down at sunset. All the telescopes, everywhere there's a window, there's a blind on it for after sunset. Since I've been doing this job for 3 years, and I used to work at the Rocky as a software engineer for the British telescopes, I'm currently writing a guidebook to the observatory, which should be available in November.
Okay, well, we'll post links to your website about that in the show notes. So thank you very much for giving us an overview of the observatory. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been fun.